Anti-Family Tories Unveil Plan to See Million More Women Enter Workforce. By Kurt Zindelka on March 15, 2023. The United Kingdom's finance chief unveiled plans to encourage over a million more women to enter the workforce, as the ironically named Conservative government continues to emphasize the value of paying taxes over motherhood. Announcing his spring budget in the House of Commons on Wednesday, Chancellor of the Exchequer Jeremy Hunt unveiled new measures to encourage women to forego raising their own children in favor of participating in the workforce. The central means of doing so, Hunt said, will be for the government to fund up to 30 hours per week of free childcare for children under the age of 3 to as young as 9 months, for parents who both earn less than £100,000 per year. At present, only parents with children between the ages of 3 and 4 are eligible for the program. To help accomplish this, the government will provide local authorities with money to support wraparound childcare schemes at schools, which could see children staying in school from 8 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. at night. Expanding government-funded childcare services has long been lobbied for by corporate interests, including the Confederation of British Industry, which has claimed that while it may cost the taxpayer several billion pounds on the front end, the move could bring in upwards of £10 billion in future revenue by getting more parents to work. Speaking at the Commons dispatch box, Chancellor Hunt said, "We have one of the most expensive childcare systems in the world. Almost half of non-working mothers said they would prefer to work if they could arrange suitable childcare. For many women, a career break becomes a career end. Our female participation rate is higher than average for OECD economies, but we trail top performers like Denmark and the Netherlands. If we match Dutch levels of participation, there would be more than 1 million more women who want to work in the labor force. And we can." The government has argued that following the coronavirus lockdowns, in which millions of workers were paid by the state to stay home, more workers are needed to fuel the economy. Despite the Conservative government opening the floodgates to mass migration and handing out a record over a million visas, the Conservative Party has long targeted families as a potential source of labor, with former Home Secretary Preeti Patel describing a group of stay-at-home mothers in 2020 as economically inactive and that they should leave the house in favor of an office. As one commentator said at the time, it was an irony of the way government values citizens that humans are judged to have worth if they look after other people's children or clean other people's homes in return for wages, but are looked down upon if they perform the exact same tasks for their own family. While the party will likely try to use the childcare investments as evidence that it is pro-family, the economic policies of the government appear to some as demonstrating the exact opposite. An example of the anti-family attitude comes in how the government levies taxes, with the state targeting earnings individually rather than on a family unit as a whole, meaning that families reliant upon a single income of £50,000 will take home less money than two salaries of £25,000, thereby incentivizing both partners to work rather than stay at home with children. Decades of such policies have seen millions of more women enter the workforce, with 72.2% of women between the ages of 16 and 64 working now compared to 52.7% in 1971. Unsurprisingly, this has coincided with far more women delaying marriage and having children, with last year marking the first time in recorded history that the majority of women remain childless past their 30th birthday. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.